Hello, everybody. Welcome to Podcast 8, the primary of the ruling class, Political Action Committee. I'm Todd Workman, and today's podcast will be short. We're going to go over some stuff that's not terribly complicated, but it's very important to what we're doing and the vision we've got laid out. So I'm going to visit with Bill today. Bill Luzniski, our founder and the author of the book that kind of started this movement. And we're going to visit about what it looks like to be an independent affiliate member of Primary of the Ruling Class. Bill, are you there?
I sure am, Todd, and I appreciate that. And, you know, why don't we just go ahead and kind of officially title this particular podcast as being an independent affiliate member of PRCPAC. I think when people are looking to join us or just join us, everyone's anxious to contribute and help the cause. But a lot of people don't know exactly what that looks like, and that's what I'm hoping we can answer that question today with this podcast.
Okay, great. Well, you and I both know that growth is what's important to what we want to accomplish with Primary and the ruling class and in the elections in their home states and getting true American patriots on the ballot. Why don't you lay out a couple? I think you said we've got like three. I think there's three basic activities to engage in this. Why don't you touch on the first one?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. And you're exactly right. I mean, the goal of every IAM, or we, you know, that's independent affiliate member, that's what we call ourselves. So the goal of every IAM is to grow the organization. I mean, we are a grassroots movement, right? So the whole idea is that every single IAM, in other words, a little bit of time and a little bit of money from everybody, when you have massive amounts of people, thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, that adds up to millions of dollars in a war chest. And the little bit of activity everybody can put in can be tremendous from a political activity standpoint. But that sounds kind of vague, so we want to elaborate on that. So you're right. The first thing I want to talk about is staying plugged in, because this is what, let's say somebody joins today, Todd, what is their first month, their second month going to look like? You know, that type of thing. What are they going to be doing on a monthly basis? And it can be done here on just a few hours a week. Now, understand this, and we're going to talk more about the recruiting part particularly in just a minute, but you mentioned three different types of activities people do, and that's what I want to go into now and talk about. So the first one is staying plugged in, because we have the ability to provide people with information about what's going on in our political system, either well in advance of what you're going to hear about it in the mainstream media, or maybe with the understanding or through the filter or with the knowledge of the establishment versus we the people, rather than just the typical mainstream media viewpoint of Democrat versus Republican, because that's what confuses so many people. That's what keeps so many things obfuscated. That's why so many, quite frankly, simple issues look complicated many times, is because we're not looking at them in the right, through the right framework. So when we understand that it's more often than not, it's a ruling class establishment culture versus what I call we the people, and we start framing everything that way and looking at issues that way, they become, you know, very easy to understand. And we need to keep our membership up to speed on that. And so we've got various ways people can stay plugged in. And one of them is this podcast. I mean, you've put together this podcast. You do it weekly. It's usually published by Sunday night, sometimes as early as Saturday, sometimes as late as Monday, depending on individual schedules, your schedule and some others. But it always gets out there at the beginning of the week, and people can subscribe to it. You know, they listen to a podcast. There's multiple ways they can hit a subscribe button. They can have an email to them. If they're listening to it on their smartphone, they can get notifications. But I want to encourage everybody, you know, when you become a member, and the podcasts aren't long. Typically, I think you try to keep them to 15, maybe 20 minutes. Sometimes, right. Sometimes they'll go 30 or a little bit longer, but that's kind of rare. You know, it's important stuff. So if people would just make it a point each week to spend just a little bit of time to stay plugged in, it goes a long way. This is the heartbeat of the organization. And this podcast is an easy, simple, effective way for people to do it. It doesn't take much time. We've got a newsletter that comes out usually every week. Dean Michael does a good job. We call him Mean Dean. He does a good job of getting that newsletter out. Now, it's not going to be as content rich as the podcast, because you just can't put as many words into a newsletter as you can a podcast. But it's a good overview of different things that are happening, especially from an announcement standpoint, et cetera. And that's something people should plug into, you know, and take a glance at. We've got the Primary of the Ruling Class Facebook page. And, you know, Todd, this is something really underutilized by a lot of people, because a lot of our blogs that we publish get posted on that Facebook page. A lot of the articles from around the country from other sources get published there and posted there, things that are really pertinent. And then in the comments section below, everybody needs to engage. This is where everybody can add their insights, their comments. We are a community, you know, after all. And we should feel free to go through there and do the things we want to do, to make the comments, to build. And it's kind of the way we, the people that kind of run the pack, it's one of the ways we gauge, you know, what the interest of our membership is. And, you know, so it's important. If there's an article posted there that really resonates with you, comment on it. Let us know that, like it, you know, whatever. Use that as kind of a community forum in one sense. And I think that's an important part of what we do here. The other thing is to communicate with your sponsor or the people above them in the organization, what we call the upline. Make it a point to stay in touch, build the friendships. And you may or may not be a good friend with the person that brought you into this, but there's a whole bunch of people that brought them in, et cetera, that are good people. I promise you. We're all
right.
You know, we're like-minded. We came here. So build that relationship. And that doesn't take a terrible amount of time. It's just first thing you got to do is get a phone number, right? Or accept their call or make a call or whatever it is. But find out who they are and give them a call every once in a while. Stay in touch, ask them questions or whatever, build that relationship. I think that's always important. And, and like I said, occasionally, the other thing that we kind of ask people to do as far as staying plugged in, I mean, everything we're talking about, it's very passive, right? There's nothing here that this requires people to get up and put a suit on or anything like that.
Right.
Talking
very about, easy, very easy know, to do.
Yeah, exactly. A few minutes a week. Occasionally, if we're running out, like around election time, like we just released the Hold Your Nose campaign. We've got 4 ads that are designed for social media that people could easily go post on Facebook or share or do whatever. And, you know, we'd ask you to go to the website and post those ads on your Facebook page, perhaps. Occasionally, we might ask people to send a letter to a certain congressman or senator. We haven't done that yet, but it might pop up. I mean, and I'm talking rarely, really, on this, but there might be times where we ask our membership to take some action, you know, do some political activism. And again, these things they don't take a lot of time. But if you're plugged in and you understand why we're doing these things, why we're asking our membership to take 5 minutes and do something, and you're willing, and you've got all the resources, you're familiar with the website, you're familiar with our tools and how we do things, boy, it's just, you know, takes no time at all to stay plugged in.
Well, and the website, I think, is key. People should learn, be comfortable with that, learn to navigate around on it. There's stuff on there you can pull off and share with people. And, you know, it's a great tool. And we've spent a lot of time developing it and getting it to where it's at.
Yeah, a lot of money too, quite frankly.
Yes.
it's a high dollar website. When I say that, though, I don't want people to think it's complicated. It's not. Here's the rule of thumb. The more user friendly something like that is, the more expensive it is.
So right.
We've made it as user friendly as is humanly possible. So I don't care if you're a high tech or low tech person. It's very navigable from a smartphone or from a PC or whatever. Desktop, you can access it, and it's easy to get around. So you're absolutely right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, people stay plugged in to the system that we have here at PRC PAC. Is we didn't reinvent the wheel. The system that we have for quick dynamic growth is a proven system by other distribution organizations. You know, you have tremendous experience in team building. That's how you and I met, because I was part of one of your teams in another business venture. And it's a simple, proven system. And what you lay out for us today is going to show people how easy it is to engage. And I want everybody to know that this isn't some crazy thought up idea that we put together or you put together. It's proven and it's worked. And we've both been part of it.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. Because we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're not trying to ask a whole bunch of people to do things that are hard to do. These are things that are time tested. Like you said, our goal is to affect politics in this country. I mean, in essence, right? That's the bottom line.
Right.
And so to do that, we have to build a large organization. To do that, we have to recruit. And that's actually the second area I wanted to talk about here is recruiting, because when people come to the organization, like you said, Todd, there's basically three activities that we want them to engage in. That's what it looks like when somebody joins us. And the first area is being plugged in. So people, you know, we have a lot of people that join us for, you know, a few hours a week. They just put a few hours a week into what we're doing. And if you want to be a truly contributing active member, it's probably going to take, you know, a few hours a week, 2 or 3 hours a week, something like that on a minimum, right? And if you'll do that consistently, that's not a lot to ask for your country, I don't think. And if you do that consistently, boy, we can have an impact, and you can be proud. Something you honestly, something you can tell your grandchildren about. This is how much I care about my country. This is why you should care about it. You know, it's this important. So, but to do that, part of that activity needs to be devoted to recruiting. And like you said, we have a system to do that. It's very simple. It's not hard. I mean, there are a lot of people out there that are just flat angry right now about politics, what's going on. And I'm sure that's not news to anybody.
Right.
So there's a lot of people willing to talk about this stuff, and it's just simply a matter of engaging with them and sharing who and what we are, giving a clear idea of what our mission is and how we're doing it. And we have all kinds of tools to help you do that. So when it comes to recruiting, I wrote down a few steps here just real quick. And the first thing a person needs to decide is it's kind of personal. And that is, does a new IAM, do they want to be reimbursed for their efforts? Because, you know, it is a decision, because it kind of, it makes a little bit of difference in how you approach things, not a lot. But, you know, I started to say earlier, I would love for a whole bunch of people, I would love to have your full-time efforts to help us build this organization. But that's not going to happen unless a person can be, you know, have some income coming in for most of us, right? Even part-time, even more than a couple hours a week. I kind of separate, you know, what's the difference between a hobby and a part-time effort? Well, it's making money, right? I mean, a hobby costs you money, you know, a part-time effort or a vocation or whatever makes you money. And you can have that option here. So I'd love to have people that put in 10 hours a week, you know, not because they have to, because they want to, because they enjoy it, but you can't justify that to yourself and your family unless you've got income coming in. And we have the ability here with what we've set up in a compensation plan to where people on a part-time basis can get reimbursed, sometimes quite lucratively. Some people will end up making, I'm fully predicting, some people will end up making full-time incomes on part-time hours. And I very much want that to happen. Other people will make some significant full-time incomes and will be full-time with us. And I want that because I want people to go full-time. I keep saying I can say we, Todd, because I know you feel the same way, our organization. You know, we want people to give us as much of their time and effort as we can, because we all have a common cause here. And the more man hours or woman hours we put into this whole program, the faster and bigger and better and more efficient it's going to be. So the first thing a person needs to do is to decide they want to be involved in that pathway of being able to be reimbursed. And I'm not going to go into the details of that right here, but a person can check into that, decide how they want to go. And I hope people will join that. But if they don't, it's fine. You can still contribute. You can still help recruit. You can still help do everything we want to do and not worry about that side of it. So that's the first thing I suggest is make that decision. Now, that should take someone about 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Right. When they first join, to decide what they want to do there. But then, regardless of which way you decide, the very first activity you're going to do, and most of this stuff probably happens during the first month, you're going to sit down with your sponsor and or maybe with the upline, the people above them, and someone's authority, someone's got a little bit of experience here, and you're going to make a game plan. You're going to decide, you know, how am I going to go about doing this? How am I going to recruit? Who am I going to recruit? You know, how much time a week can I put into this? And, you know, what should I expect? If I want to make income of this, what should I expect out of it? I mean, all of these different questions need to get answered for you. And that's kind of a personalized thing, depending on your situation, your circumstances, the whole type of thing. You know, they're going to help you figure out. We've got a phenomenal ad program where you can actually advertise for like-minded people. A lot of it's through social media.
And it's working. The ad program is working very
well.
It's
incredible. It's incredible. And, you know, I've never seen an ad program have as high a response rate or enthusiasm rate. I think it's because of the subject matter. But, you know, we'll help you decide if that's right for you. I'm sure almost all of us probably know people that we want to share this with, because we have friends or next door neighbors or whatever that are like-minded and they deserve to know about it. But we'll help you create a plan, right? They'll also help you familiarize you with some of the tools we've got that help you with this, because, you know, you don't want to do it on your own. This is a team effort with what we do here. And we have tools like landing pages that you can use to help help explain this to other people. We've got brochures. We've got the website you mentioned earlier. You know, and you've got the, that sponsor or upline to help you do that. You know, I'm fond of saying, Todd, that it's really tough to get someone to join the church when they've never met the congregation.
Right.
So the most powerful, attractive thing we have are the people we've got. So, you know, we can show you easy ways to introduce other people to that. So that recruiting activity, beyond just making that initial decision about kind of what pathway you want to go, the recruiting activity is kind of an ongoing thing. Again, it can be done in little, just a, you know, a couple or a few hours a week, but it needs to be consistent. It needs to be ongoing. And those are the efforts that help us build the organization. And so that's part of what that picture looks like of being a member. It's staying plugged in, spending a few minutes a week staying plugged in, spending a few minutes a week helping us recruit, helping us attract new people, you know, spreading the word about what we are, what we're doing, and helping encourage people to join us. Then I guess the third area that I was going to move into has to do with kind of taking responsibility for the new people you do sponsor. Did you have any comments first before we go into
that? Well, I just wanted to say that the, you know, you talked about a couple hours a week to help your country, and the big scope of things, what that really amounts to is it might be a couple hours to you, but if you have 1,000 people all doing a couple hours, that's a couple thousand hours a week that the PAC is putting into this. And that's where we want to be, where we have those kind of numbers. And then we're going to start making a significant impact. And I know when you have that many people pulling in one direction and nobody feeling like they're pulling the wagon all by themselves, that's where we're going to get dynamic growth and we're going to see some tremendous impact in the political realm.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Thank you for clarifying that, because it is a matter of growing ourselves kind of geometrically, almost leveraging and all pulling together on the same team and in the same direction at the same time. And it's the organizational part of it that makes us so incredibly powerful. And I can tell you from a professional standpoint, professional organization building standpoint, from a professional political standpoint, the people that take a look at what we're doing, now we got to prove it. We're still pretty young at the time we're recording this. I mean, we've proven our concept. Don't get me wrong. We're growing quickly and we've got a lot of great things happening and we're starting to raise eyebrows, but you know, we're not 10 years old. Right. So,
right.
But the people that understand our concept and understand our model and how we're going about it, they are, to say impressed would be an understatement. They are excited and in some cases scared, because they're not on our side of the aisle, but they see the power in what we're doing here. And so it's a great time to be involved in this. It would be a great legacy to help contribute to something like this. So you're absolutely right. But let's go ahead and jump into that third part, because this is one of the keys to making the whole thing work. Because everybody that joins us, you're right, Todd, it's only maybe a couple hours a week per individual, but that expands geometrically throughout the membership. But part of that couple of hours a week is going to be, what do you do after you sponsor someone in the organization? Because you don't sponsor just one, you don't sponsor just two. It's an ongoing activity, like we said. Well, what you want to do is help orient that new person, and you want to take the responsibility of doing that. It's not a big deal. It doesn't take a whole lot of time. As a matter of fact, we actually have a document published called What to Do First. And when you join our organization, your sponsor should put this in your hands right away, so to speak, or send it to you or email to you, whatever. And it's available on the website from the back office. You'll get as an IAM under the forms section. You can download it. But the What to Do First document simply goes through a few easy steps. And what you want to do when you sponsor somebody is you want to go through this with them and help them understand it, help them go through it. So I'm just going to read through it real quick. The first thing it says, sponsors' names and phone number. Write down the phone number, or make sure your new IAM has the phone numbers for everybody that they're going to be dealing with, you know, yourself, and if you're the sponsor, and maybe your upline, maybe your sponsor, whatever, but everyone they can deal with and rely on, make sure they have the phone numbers and names, all that.
And Bill, let me interject something real quick there.
Sure.
I want to make this crystal clear. The very last thing that we, you and I, and the pack want is people just to come in and feel lost, like they're not at home or don't know what to do. We want you to reach out, and we'll do our very best to reach out to you.
Yeah, exactly. And I thank you for saying that, Todd, because I think ultimately, that's the purpose behind today's podcast, is to help
right.
to help ensure that doesn't happen. So the first thing on the list here is it says make sure you're receiving the following. In other words, that these are not going to your spam folder, because you're going to be emailed immediately when you join. You're going to be emailed a PRC pack welcome letter. And there's important information on that. Some of it's time sensitive, so you need to make sure that you've got it. You need to make sure that anyone you sponsor gets it right away and sees it right away. Now, the newsletter, as we mentioned, it comes out several times each month. Usually it's weekly, but make sure that's not going to the spam folder. We also put out a survey that comes out weekly. And usually that comes out beginning of the week around Monday, Tuesday, something like that. But, you know, make sure people are getting it. Make sure your new people are getting it. And
filling it out. We send it out for a reason. We want that information back.
Well, exactly. I mean, typically it's three questions, Todd. How tough can
Right.
Exactly. You know, but it's important to us to gauge the feedback of our membership, and they're important questions. So, you know, take 2.5 minutes to do that, if that. I think the estimate is – I think they said the estimate was 3 minutes, and on the average time for filling it out is 40 seconds, believe it or not. So anyway, so those are three things to take care of right there to make sure that are not going to the spam folder of your new IAM. Now, the next thing you want to do is you want to make sure your new person watches the PRC basic training video. This is a video, it's about an hour long video, okay? And I wish it was shorter. But believe me, I've set through training videos that are hours long. So it's pretty simple, but it's very encompassing. It explains everything in our system, what we do, how we do it. And, you know, it's even below it. Once a person's watched it through once, and that's what we recommend, just watch it straight through beginning to end one time. Find an hour to do that in the very beginning of your career. It shouldn't be a big deal. And then below it, there were timestamps, because there's different sections you may want to go back and reference in the future, like our ad program, for example. There's a section of it dedicated to our ad program. It'll give you the timestamps. You can go right to it. But that training video is so valuable to understanding what we're doing. So
it's critical
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it is. Take the time to make sure that the person you just sponsored has watched it, right? Inspect what you expect, a good friend of mine used to always say. Okay, the next thing is to listen to the weekly podcast, Todd. How about that?
All right.
I actually, you know what this step says, listen to podcast number 8, which happens to be this one.
This one,
yeah. So we're going to set this up, or somehow under the podcast section, we'll mark this special so people can immediately see which one they're talking about. But it's podcast number 8, being an independent affiliate member of PRC PAC. Because again, we want people to have a good idea, you know, from day one, or sometimes in some cases, even before they join, of what their activity is going to look like. What does it mean? We say being a member of PRC PAC, what does that mean? And what does that look like? So we want to be very transparent and very clear about it. Now we also, at the same token, want everybody to subscribe so they can listen to all the future podcasts. And there's subscribe buttons all over the page and stuff, so it'll be easy to do. Okay, now here's a step that you want to make sure your new person gets started off right. Make sure their credit card information is logged into the auto donation system. And I don't want to take the time to go into all the details of this, but you sign up into the program, you've put your credit card information in, regardless of what level you're coming in at, and your credit card's charged and all that, and that's good. You've made a donation. But you have an ongoing monthly donation. Typically it's $97 a month, and that can come from you personally. And in the beginning, that's what most people do, right? Most people cover it themselves. But as time goes on, you're going to run into people that maybe they don't want to recruit, but they're willing to donate maybe $100 a month, maybe $29.95 a month, maybe as little as $9.95 a month. We have some of those. And that can offset your commitment to provide $97 a month, right? So eventually that $97 a month personally can come down, if not off altogether. That's my point I'm trying to make. But it's very important that you have a credit card on file that can be used to cover that. And if you've chosen a path here for reimbursement, that's a requirement. You absolutely have to do that. So
And it's critical to get the information in there, because the bigger we get, the harder it is to fix it and go back and take care of it if it doesn't get done initially.
Yeah, if you care about your pack and keeping our overhead low.
Yes, exactly.
Do this, okay? And it shows you where you can go and do that. So you just enter your credit card in a secure place a second time. It's not going to be charged again. Don't have to worry about it. It's just on file there. So, you know, that's an important step. Okay, the next one says run an ad through our PRC social media ad program. Again, I encourage everybody to do it. You don't have to. We have an entire system set up for you. You cover the cost of the ad, but we get you pretty good rates on stuff and expertise, and you don't pay for people to put cookies on your website. You don't have to pay for all of those developmental costs. You don't do any of that. We've got it all set up for you, and we can run it very easily and very affordably for most people. So you might want to check into that. That's something you can discuss with your upline and sponsor and everything when you go through that little game planning session. Now here's one of the last things on here says make an appointment within 7 days with your sponsor upline. And this is what we're talking about, to create an ad campaign strategy, to create a recruiting strategy, to create a basic training review. In other words, to go over this, what do you first sheet, and to create a set of goals. You know, what do you want to achieve out of this? You know, how much do you want to contribute? And you know what? It's okay. If somebody says, you know what, guys, I just want to tag along here. I want to help with a little bit of money, and I'll put in a little bit of time here and help promote some emails or anything. Maybe I'll share it with a few people, but I'm not going to be one of your hard charging leaders. Okay, that's fine. We welcome your.
That's okay. We need them all. That's fine.
Absolutely, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it helps your upline to know that, right? It helps everybody to know. And on the other hand, if you're a person that says, "Look, I'm just sick and tired. I'm willing to do whatever it takes." I really, you know, and there's a lot of people like this out there, Todd, that are saying, look, tell me what I need to do. How can I best help? We need to know that too, right?
So that we. Oh, I'm getting ready to have a conversation with a couple of them after this podcast through the ad program that said that very same thing yesterday when I talked to them.
Exactly. So just communicate, right? And help with a set of goals. And your upline can help you do that. And we'll get you up running, going the right direction. The last thing on here is something that I think is kind of cool, and I'll just mention it briefly, but you may have, you may not have put thought into what Todd and I just talked about what your goals are, what you really want, how strongly, how much do you want to contribute here? Well, have the conversation with your upline, help them, talk it out with them. And it's fair to say, I'm not really sure right now. That's cool. And by the way, everybody's busy in their normal lives, right? Everybody's got Little League and you know, church and a full-time job where you're maybe working 50, 60 hours a week at. I mean, everybody's got commitments, a wedding coming up. Everybody's got things going on in their life. We get it. We understand it. We're not going to chastise anybody if you're saying I'm too busy right now to do too much. But what I'm going to ask you to do is put some serious thought into this question here. You know, you need to decide if you just want to go through the motions or if you really want to make a difference. And if you really want to make a difference, my philosophy, my belief, and without judgment on anybody, but my belief is winners find a way. My belief is that if it's really important to you, you'll find a way to make things work. And we leave that up to you. Like I said, there's no peer pressure here. There's no judgment on you. But understand, we welcome your participation. Yeah, I had a guy apologize to me the other day. I think you were on the phone, Todd, but good guys, really good guy. I said, man, I'm sorry. I've just been so buried with stuff. And I said, look, you never have to apologize to us. You don't. And I mean that sincerely. But you know, you take it on yourself. I mean, the type of people that tend to be attracted to our organization, Todd, and this is one of our blessings. I mean, the biggest asset we've got are the quality of people. Because the type of people that tend to be involved with us are self-starters. They are people that take responsibility, personal responsibility. They are people that take things on their own back. And when they make a decision to do something, they do it more times than not. So all I'm asking is for everybody to give a little bit of thought to that. And
that's a good point, because most, you know, the people that we're bringing into the pack, I mean, the system that we have set up, I don't know if you want to say it pre-screens them, but it sets them up kind of in that way to when we finally talk to them, they've went through some steps that we know they're there because they want to have a conversation.
Yeah, that's a good way of saying that. Like attracts like, right?
Right.
So I'm very proud of what we are, and I'm very proud of who we are. And It's only going to get bigger and better. So, Todd, I mean, I'll if you have any questions for me or if we anything else we need to cover, please let me know. But that's really the what to do first sheet. You know, the three active, just to recap, the three activities, what does it look like to be an IAM? Well, people are going to spend, you know, maybe a minimum of 2 or 3 hours a week if you're really plugged in, 2 or 3 hours a week, and part of that's going to be just staying plugged in with podcasts or whatever. Part of it's going to be recruiting, and part of it's going to be helping, I don't know, mentor or teach or orient other new people that you bring into the organization. And that's really it. Now, occasionally we'll have, especially around election time, right, we'll have a few other activities sprinkled in there. And eventually what we will do, again, this comes more around election time, but eventually we'll have conventions. You may or may not want to attend, totally voluntary. We'll have reward things that we do. We'll have different activities, rallies. We'll be active in a whole lot of different ways as we grow. And all of those things are voluntary and are over and above what I would talk about a 2 or 3 hour a week thing, right? So, but the point is, if somebody wants to be a part of what we're doing, I would go as far as to say 99% of the people out there have the ability to make a difference with us. That's not too onerous from a time standpoint. It's not too onerous from a financial standpoint. There's nothing complicated about what we do. You don't have to have a certain IQ to be able to come in here and understand it and be a part of it. It's just a matter of your heart. It's a matter [S2] Right. [S1] Of what you believe in. It's a matter of your patriotism. And that's kind of how I feel about it. That's how we set it up. That's how we designed it. And you know what? It's working.
So, it is working.
Yeah. So we're real excited about it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I mean, you got a lot of people. It's a Facebook, Twitter. Twitter's vile now, but almost everything is politically charged nowadays that people are posting on their Facebook pages or Twitter pages. And there's a lot of people doing that. What we're after is the people that are ready to take the next step and make a difference instead of just, I don't know, for lack of a better term, puking political stuff on their social media pages. We're looking for those people that are say, all right, I've had it. I want to make a difference.
You know, Todd, I'm going to share something. I didn't talk to you about this earlier, but I'm going to share something. You and I have known each other, 15 years now, more, something like that.
Yeah, about 15.
You know, you said when we first talked about this idea, when I first kind of told you what I was thinking with this, you said something to me, and I will never forget it. You know, there's actually two things. First thing you said was, we've got to do something. And you just encapsulated what I felt and what I think so many people felt and what I've been told so many times by other people in just that short sentence. It's time. We've got to do something. And I think a lot [S2] Yep. [S1] Of people feel that way. But the second thing you said was, I thought was so incredibly important. And you basically said that, look, I'm looking for people that I can wrap my arms around or that I can lock arms with, I think is what you said. And we can do this together. People that are not just talkers, people that are doers, people that really want to go out there, people that really truly want to make, not just gripe about things, but make things happen. And it, you know, sometimes it's hard to find them. Sometimes, you know, you got to separate the wheat from the chaff, right? And I think our organization does that. And what I'm really proud of, and a large part of it is through your efforts personally. You've been a great leader here. Like does attract like. And I think what we're doing is we're accumulating a lot of very like-minded people, people that are doers, people that are willing to roll up their shirt sleeves. We've got people that have a lot of money. We've got people that don't have any money, quite frankly. We've got people that have been heavily engaged in politics, people that are only starting to become more and more engaged in politics. We've got I suppose I can't technically say every race, creed, and color, but it seems like it. The common denominator is it's good people that care about our country and people that are willing to get into action to do it. So,
I realized is when you do this and you're talking to people, what the media and stuff portray, the people's opinion of the direction of our country, President Trump, is not an accurate reflection at all in any way, shape, or form.
No, I was reading an article in Politico this morning, and not that I like Politico, but they were talking about in the midterms that we're getting ready to come up. I don't know when you're listening to this podcast, but right now as we're recording this, we're about 3 weeks out from the 2018 midterms. And they were saying that, you know, a big part of the blue wave is going to be the massive number of people that are just totally disgusted with Donald Trump. And I'm like, what universe do you live in?
Yeah, exactly.
George Soros got a whole lot of people being paid out there to act like they're fed up with him. And you've got a lot of other things going on, and you're always going to have the pure leftist that you can't do anything about. But I do not believe that's the majority of the country. I do not believe that whatsoever. So I agree with you. I'm a positive person by nature. But you know what, Todd, I do want to say this. It's during positive times, when things are going good, when people are tended to lay back and do nothing.
And we cannot do that.
No, we can't.
Cannot.
Because we have to go through there. This is why it's so important to have a year-round effort. One of the problems is that the left and the establishment are organized year-round. And where good people that are normal people are just paying attention to their life, going about their business, that want to depend up on our Constitution and have a normal government, we live our lives and then pop our heads up every 4 years to pay attention to the elections. Well, we almost can't afford to do that anymore, because it takes a year-round effort to combat these people. It takes a year-round effort to identify who the bad guys are, you know, the elitist establishment, even in the bureaucracy, whether they're politicians or media people or bureaucrats, civil servants, you know, even college professors. It takes a year-round effort,
right,
to identify specifically who they are, to set up a campaign and a methodology to pull them out by the roots. And that's what we've got to do. We have to replace this globalistic, elitist culture and attitude, and the people that place that as a priority ahead of the sovereignty of the United States. We've got to pull that culture out by the roots.
And, we do.
You know, so it's an ongoing effort. It takes a few hours a week by thousands of people, 24 hours, or 7 days a week, or 365 days a year, or, you know, but it's all year long, right? Year round. And we can do that here. We're organized, we put it together, but that means even when things are going our way, we have to stay vigilant. We have to be diligent. We have to continue doing what we need to do, because if we don't, what'll happen is whenever Donald Trump leaves office, the rest of the establishment, the whole ruling class culture, it'll leave a vacuum. They'll come sucking right back in, and we'll be right back where we started.
Right. So get to the polls. Vote red, straight down the ticket. If you vote Democrat, you're voting for Crying Chuck and Nancy Pelosi and that whole crew. Vote red. Take people with you. It's critical to what we're doing. Bill, I'm going to wrap it up. Awesome podcast. And welcome to PRC PAC if you're new. And if you're not new and you're stuck in a rut, reach out to Bill or I or me, Dean, or one of us, and we'll help you get going. So thanks for spending some time with us today. And remember, it's always a good day to be American.